We will continue with Babar, starting on page 72. Now, if you remember yesterday, Babar came back to find that the king was dead, and they made him king and Celeste queen. They got married, and they went on their honeymoon in a big yellow balloon. But the yellow balloon wrecked on an island in the ocean. And while they were there, the savages attacked and tied up Celeste. Babar helped her escape, and they chased the savages off. And as they sat by the edge of the seashore, they saw a spout at the surface of the water. And Babar says, so here we are in 72. After having chased off the savages, Babar and Celeste rest themselves on the seashore. Suddenly, right in front of them, a whale comes to the surface and spouts. Babar gets up immediately and says, "Good morning, Mrs. Whale. I am Babar, king of the elephants, and here is my wife, Celeste. We had a balloon accident and have fallen here on this island. Could you help us get away?" "I am delighted to make your acquaintance," answers the whale, "and I will be very happy if I can be of service to you. I am just leaving to visit my family in the Arctic Ocean. I will drop you wherever you like. Quick, get on my back and hold tight so you do not slip off. Are you ready? Get set. Let's go." A few days later, a little weary, they are resting on a reef. Just then, a school of fish swims by. "I am going to eat some of these," says the whale. "I'll be back in a minute." She dives down after them. The whale has not come back. While eating the little fish, she completely forgot her new friends. She is a giddy, thoughtless creature sometimes. "We were better off on the cannibal island. What will become of us now?" weeps poor Celeste. Babar does his best to comfort her. After hours and hours spent on their little reef without even a drop of fresh water, they finally spy a ship passing quite near them. She is a big steamer with three funnels. Babar and Celeste call out and yell as loudly as they can, but no one can hear them. They try signaling with their trunks and with their arms. Will they attract someone's attention? They have been seen. A lifeboat rescues them while the excited passengers all watch. A week later, the huge ship steams slowly into a big harbor. All the passengers go down the gangplank. Babar and Celeste would like to follow too, but they are not allowed to. They have lost their crowns during the storm, and no one will believe they are actually king and queen of the elephants. And the captain of the ship orders them locked up in the ship's stables. "They give us straw to sleep on," cries Babar angrily. "We are fed hay as though we were donkeys. The door is locked. I have had enough of this. I am going to smash everything." "Be quiet, I beg you," says Celeste. "I hear someone. It is the captain coming into the stable. Let's be good so he will let us out." "Here are my elephants," says the captain to the famous animal trainer, Fernando, who is with him. "I cannot keep them on my ship. I give them to you for your circus." Fernando thanks the captain and leads away his two new pupils. "Be patient, Babar," whispers Celeste. "We will not remain long with the circus. We will get back to our native land again somehow and see Cornelius and little Arthur." Now, just at this time, back in the elephant's country, little Arthur has had a mischievous idea. While Rataxus, the rhinoceros, was having a quiet siesta, Arthur tied a big firecracker to his tail without waking him. The firecracker explodes with a terrific bang, and Rataxus leaps into the air. Arthur the scamp laughs until he nearly chokes. It is really a very mean trick. Rataxus is furious. Cornelius, very worried, goes to find him and says, "My dear fellow, I am very sorry. Arthur will be severely punished. He begs for your forgiveness. Get away, old Cornelius, rumbles Ritaxus. Don't speak to me of that scoundrel Arthur. You elephants may think you have made fun of me, but just wait. You'll soon see. What will he do, wonders Cornelius. I feel very uneasy. He is revengeful and mean. Ah, if only Babar were here. But Babar is now far away, playing the trumpet while Celeste dances in Fernando's circus. One day the circus comes to the town where Barbar, when he was young, had met his friend, the old lady. So at night, while Fernando is in bed, Babar and Celeste escape and go find her. For he has never forgotten her. Babar finds the house easily and rings the bell. The old lady awakes, puts on her wrapper, steps out onto her balcony and calls, "Who's there?" "Babar and Celeste," they answer her. The old lady is overjoyed. She has really believed she would never see them again. Babar and Celeste are happy too, for they will never have to go back to the circus. Soon they will be able to rejoin Arthur and Cornelius. The old lady has promised to help them. The old lady lends Celeste a nightgown and provides Babar with a pair of pajamas. They have just awakened after a sound sleep. Now they are having breakfast in bed, for they are still quite tired after all of their adventures. At the circus, their escape has just been discovered. "Stop! Thief! My elephants have been stolen!" cries excited Fernando. "Little ones, oh little ones, where are you hiding?" the clowns repeat and look everywhere for them. Babar and Celeste will not be caught again. Here they are on their way to the station with the old lady. They need a few days' rest before returning to their own land, so the three of them are going to the mountains to enjoy the fresh air and try a little skiing. On page 94 and 95, we see Babar and Celeste skiing with many other people. Now Babar and Celeste have packed away their skis and said goodbye to the mountains. They are leaving by plane to return home. The old lady accompanies them. Babar invited her as he is anxious to show her his beautiful country and his great forest where one always hears the birds singing. They have landed. The airplane has gone back. Babar and Celeste are speechless with surprise. Where are Cornelius and Arthur and the other elephants? A few broken trees is all that is left of the great forest. There are no more flowers, no more birds. Babar and Celeste are very sad and they weep to see their ruined country. The old lady understands their grief. "What is going on here?" inquires Babar, who has found the other elephants at last. "Alas," replies Cornelius, "the rhinoceroses have declared war on us. They have come led by Ritaxus, who wanted to catch Arthur and make mincemeat of him. We tried bravely to protect the little fellow, but the rhinoceroses were too strong for us. We do not know how to drive them off." "This is indeed bad news," says Babar, "but let's not give up." But real war is not a joke, and many of the elephants have been wounded. Celeste and the old lady take care of them with great devotion. The old lady is especially good at this, as she used to be a nurse. Babar and some of the soldiers who have recovered have gone back to the front with Cornelius to join the elephant army. The rhinoceroses are preparing to attack. A big battle will soon begin. Here is the camp of the rhinoceroses. The soldiers are waiting orders and think, "We will once again defeat the elephants. Then the war will be over and we can all go home." Spiteful old Ritaxus, Maliculously says to his friend General Pamir, "Ha, ha, ha, pretty soon we will tweak the ears of this young King Babar and punish that rascal Arthur." Here is the camp of the elephants. They have found new courage, and now Babar has a bright idea. He disguises his biggest soldiers, painting their tails bright red. And near their tails on either side, he paints large, frightening eyes. Arthur sets to work making wigs. He works as hard as he can so he'll be forgiven for causing all this trouble. And soon we will finish with the battle, starting tomorrow on page 102. Good night.